This one is your most personal album.
Yes, yeah, totally. I feel like on this album, whereas, you know, before I've spoken about relationships and partying, which is like my favorite thing to do ever, on this one. Yeah. Shots.
Yeah.
On this one.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land, the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. My name is Dork, and I am your host. You're welcome. Teachable Moments is a show all about what's being cool. What is cool? I don't know. I have no idea. That's why we're here. That's why we're both on this quest together and on this journey for clarity. It is so freaking beautiful outside. I'm like always on the lookout for like nefarious action. And as I'm sure all of you guys listening in Canada know, yesterday was the federal election. Canadians have elected Trudeau for a second term in a minority liberal government out in Ottawa. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie, don't super know what that means, but I'm excited for it. Much like most people in my circles, I guess, and also my neighborhood, because it's a pretty strong hold, pretty big stronghold. I was hoping that the NDP would be a little more successful as a party. Unfortunately, 'twas not their year, but whatever. But that's kind of what today's episode is all about. What's cool, what's hot, what's not? Parties! As a dork, I wouldn't know the first thing about parties or partying. But I've heard stories that it's fun and enlightening in some way. So we open the show with Drag Me Out by Necking off of Cut Your Teeth. I know, classic, blah, blah, blah. Dora, why do you always play the same stuff? Because it's good, and I think it's good, and I want to. And Dork has a strong opinion, and they will defend it. It's also a song about going out or, like, forcing yourself to go out. Because partying can also be a drain, and it can be hard. And that's a sacrifice that I, as a dork, am willing to make. To just people in general, the party people. After that, a little quote clip from Charlie XCX's interview on Jimmy Fallon, but a few weeks ago, about partying. She loves partying. Who knew? We are going to continue on this party-centric journey. Thank you for bearing with me. I'm going to move on to Favorite City by Nice Apple. I feel like I haven't played Nice Apple in a bit, but this is off of This Time, Nice Apple with Autocathecting, which is one of my favorite albums of the year. Love it to bits and to pieces, so... This is Favorite City by Nice Apple. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Pulse for a moment. They're at my favorite city. The mood is meta-benevolent, side by side, up a slight acclivity. The food tastes good after the small rain falls into your mouth.
to forget you is to hide. There's still so much love to recover. If only we could start again, pretend.
Thank you.
You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Lark by Angel Olsen off of her brand new album, All Mirrors. And just before that, you heard Favorite City by Nice Apple off of This Time Nice Apple is Auto-Cathecting, which came out in May. I'm so excited for All Mirrors. All Mirrors was and Lark were the two singles of the album, but now the whole thing is out and ready for your consumption. And I'm pretty obsessed. The last time I was like really listening to Angel Olsen was I think in 2016 is when her last album came out. And like Shut Up Kiss Me was my song of the moment. And I still love that song. Really, really fun music video. But yeah, if you haven't heard that album, 10 out of 10 recommend. Today on Teachable Moments, as always, we are just trying like so hard to figure out what's cool, what's hot, and what's not. I went away on a trip and now I am back from my moment of hiatus, I guess. And I've just been thinking about parties a lot, mainly because I know it's super hard to tell, but I am like kind of obsessed with Charlie XCX. Her new album Charlie came out in mid-September, Friday, September 13th, and I have not been able to stop listening to it. And just being a diligent fan, I have been watching a ton of interviews and just really immersing myself in the press rollout that is Charlie. And Charlie XCX talks about partying all the time, and I think that she is the coolest person ever, which is like definitely a pedestal that I have put her on, but I'm okay with that, and I hope she is as well. And I've also been thinking about partying because there are like, I've a few friends who I think they, if they don't, then at least they think that they like party a lot or party too much. But then I also have friends who never party. And like party, I'm using kind of like liberally as a verb, but just the degree to which like people go out and like consume things and like the different activities of it, I think really vary. And they're all like, these are all people who I would like be like, yeah, they're cool. And I think that something that, I mean, that we always come back to on this show, just because facts are facts, is like the coolest thing you can do is like be comfortable with yourself. And like, if you're confident and like kind of know yourself well, then people are going to think you're cool because that's like attractive or whatever. And there is like kind of a like forgetting that happens when you go partying, or just like it's like kind of like a, it's almost like it's not like a mob, but it's kind of just like it's this kind of mindless activity. Like, what is partying? Like, you go out and go, you go dancing. Is partying like you go out and you just like drink a lot of alcohol or consume drugs, or you go to like venues or like spaces that are considered like party spaces, or you're celebrating something? There's just a lot to partying. I think can be like a pretty complex, like the degree to which people like what, like how people would define partying, or like the degree to which people party is like very different, and like how that is in conversation with like how cool you are. Like, so Drag Me Out, the song that we opened the show with today, there's like a line that's like, who am I if I never leave my house? And it's like, yeah, that's a really good point. Like, is there like some form of like cool attraction or like social relevancy that comes with being more of a homebody? I don't know. These are all like questions and concerns and comments that if you have any feedback on, feel free to call in. We can muse a bit. It's my favorite thing to do as a dork. But I'm going to leave the convo there for now. We'll get right back into it in a bit. So as I mentioned, I was away. I went to Toronto, which is where I, like other dorks in the world, are from. And I have a little sister named Sophie. And did I freaking party? Just kidding. Sophie and I watch a lot of movies. We eat a lot of cookies. She loves to draw. Sophie is very cool. We can talk about, Sophie could have her own episode of being cool. But my dad was there. So I'm going to play Sophie's Dad by Kamikaze Nurse from the album Bucky Fleur. Because does Marcus like to party. You know what I mean? Okay. This is Sophie's Dad. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Love. Don't miss the dreamy guitar pop sounds of Penelope Isles. Catch this up-and-coming band live at the Biltmore Cabaret on October 29th. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.com and Red Cat Records. Presented by MRG Concerts, CITR Radio, and Discorda Magazine.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
This is more like the party zone. I'm very inspired by parties. Lots of emotional things happen at parties, like maybe you fall in love with someone or you like spend a really amazing night with your friends, or you break up with someone. It's like there's a lot of emotions that go on at parties sometimes, and we have had a lot of parties here, so that's probably how the house has inspired my writing most.
What's up, party people? It's Dork, and you're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people out here on UBC Vancouver campus. I'm Dork. You just heard This Is Serious by Oblomov, and just before that you heard Sophie's Dad by Kamikaze Nerfs off of Bucky Fleur. This Is Serious played because partying is serious business. It can get pretty serious pretty quickly, I think. And also, I wanted to play that harm reduction PSA as well, just to remind anybody who's partying or part of party culture that they should stay safe, and there are like steps that you can take to make your party the safest experience it can be, because partying is super fun, and it feels senseless to also make it super fatal. Parties! You also just heard a clip of Charlie XCX talking about parties in her home from a house tour video that she did, again, in preparation for the promotion and release of Charlie, her brand new album, which, again, I, as any self-respecting dork, am obsessed with just because I need to know what the frick is cool. I have no idea. I'm shocked and excited by the whole prospect of what Charlie offers me and other dorks in and around the world. Parties are like kind of this like fantasy of cool, you know what I mean? Like there's like the high school party and there's the college party and then there's like adult dinner parties, and I feel like every stage of life and like every level of maturity there's some like form of gathering and like appropriate partying that is a part of it. Something that is interesting about that Charlie XCX clip too is she's talking about house parties, which I actually in my lifetime think they're definitely my favorite kind of party. But for a lot of reasons, but they're hard to find because it's actually a pain in the butt to host a house party. And that's all I have to say about that. Yeah. Okay, so this, I'm going to move right along to a band from Oakland, California. The sunny, very cool, very like, state of California. This is Primrose by Marbled Eye from their self-titled album, Marbled Eye. Came out in 2016, but my gosh, is it freaking good. Gonna follow that up with New Shoes by Puzzlehead off of their new album, Big Sniff. But let's not get ahead of ourselves, because that wouldn't be cool. That would not be cool. That'd be the opposite of cool. Okay, this is Primrose by Marbled Eye. You're listening to Teachable Moments, a radio show on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land, the Hencomenum speaking Musqueam people. I'm Dork, the host of this fine show. Much like today is a fine day indeed. And today on Teachable Moments, as per usual, we are trying to figure out what the heck is cool. And we've decided parties. Parties are pretty cool. I like them. So therefore, they're good. I didn't realize what time it was. I guess time flies when you're having fun at parties and when you're talking about them. So I'm going to move right along into a new song. So this is Kate Bush by Drill out of Philadelphia. The next two songs are themed very specifically around a party that's happening this weekend at Redgate Art Society, the party being Covers from the Crypt. So they're a little Halloween themed, a little Halloweeny, a little Halloweener. Covers from the Crypt is a show that happens every year annually, the Saturday before Halloween, where bands kind of mix and match and do covers of other bands. And the first time I ever heard of Kate Bush was at this show, and someone did a bang freaking up job. They were amazing. And I've been hooked ever since. I love her. Drill, also pretty good. So this is Kate Bush by Drill on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Feel like you can't leave. Well, just look for me, baby, 'cause Drag a damn thing out of me, oh. Just a heavy sigh when you talk about money. Then you think of me differently. When I look in your eyes, all I see is pity. Hands tied behind your back, maybe feel like you can't see. Well, just breathe for me, baby. Could you do that for me, please? And I don't even wanna ask, but let me wear the mask. Oh.
Indie rockers Ra Ra Riot play the Biltmore Cabaret on November 2nd. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.ca and Red Cat Records, presented by MRG Concerts, CITR Radio, and Discorder Magazine.
Feels like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tex.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two,
three. Be there.
It's like a party record about escaping the party.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of, yeah. I mean, I think it's funny because partying has been such a, like, huge part of my life and my inspiration in my world. This is gonna sound so cheesy, but I do like wonder sometimes, like, when will the party be over? I don't know, like, not yet, but I definitely like my feelings towards partying are changing. I think as, like, they do when you get older, right? You know, it's not that I don't want to do it anymore. I mean, I fucking love it, but I do definitely feel, like, the sadness.
Hey, what's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankaminam speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. We are almost at the end of our show, which I know is a tragedy, and so for so many reasons, but I have one more song for you. I'm going to talk a bit before I do it, but look out for that one song. So today's episode of Teachable Moments, as always, we're just like, what is cool? Ugh, do you know? Beats me. Talking about parties. Partying. What even is that? You know what I mean? Kind of sprinkled throughout the episode were some clips of Charlie XCX talking about partying. I'm pretty obsessed with Charlie XCX right now. It's kind of a, like, fascination that doesn't go away, but it's really intensified with the release of her new album, Charlie, in mid-September, but we'll cool down. It's fine. We'll cool down. I'll cool. If a dork can, I'll try. But you talk about parties a lot. And if you listen to her discography, you'll kind of like notice the party vibes and like party content kind of changes over time. And she talks in that last clip about like, when will the party be over? Like, when will I not? I kind of interpret it as, like, when will I feel the need to not do this anymore? And, like, this feeling of, like, the shoe about to drop because... So I've been talking about or thinking about parties a lot when thinking about, like, my friendships and my relationships with people and, like, sometimes being a cool person. I can imagine people would have friendships that are built on partying or like friendships that very much depend on like that activity, like party friends. Are friends, I think, like typically who maybe you don't have a lot in common with or like maybe you don't have a lot of connection with, but you both really like going out or like you all really like spending time with each other in like the context of like a dark, loud space and like kind of not enable, but like vindicate behavior that like maybe other friends might not. But parties are cool. Like, I don't think anyone's ever been like, like it's like not cool to have a party. But they are, there's like a time and a place, I feel like, and I feel like everyone kind of has a moment where it's like it's not appropriate anymore. This like idea of like appropriateness or like this idea of like having to stop partying where it becomes not cool. Like the types of parties that you're supposed to have or like the types of parties that like you're supposed to be enjoying or like participating in or the like type of partying that you're supposed to be like engaging with and in is like very different. So I imagine as a young dork, I'm quite young. I think it's still okay for me to like rah-rah party. It would be if I was cool enough. But like I think that I've noticed this like, and I don't think it's like inaccurate or like very out of left field for me to say that like you're kind of supposed to stop going to after hours and like big house parties and blah 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 after a certain point in your life. And I have some friends who have totally disregarded that. I have some friends who are like really feeling it and like grappling with it right now. But Charlie XCX also made like an excellent point, I think, in one of her earlier clips, which was that a lot happens at parties. You like, so, yeah, you have like party friends and like maybe you're not connecting, but like maybe you are just out with some really good friends of yours who like you really have a lot of history and like connection with and you're just having a lot of fun, or you like meet somebody or you break up with somebody or whatever. Like, there are a lot of, there can be a lot of, like, emotions that happen at parties that might not necessarily happen if you weren't the kind of person who thought that partying was cool, or, like, that was how you engaged with, like, coolness and, like, blah, blah, blah. So it's actually a lot to think about. Partying is a very serious topic. And I hope that everyone is who is partying is doing it safely. I'm going to close. It would be irresponsible of me to do an episode on Teachable Moments about partying and not play Club Nights by Dumb off of the album Club Nights, especially considering that CITR is UBC's campus radio station of the UBC Vancouver campus. So it's like, come on, we got to do it. The song about partying in Vancouver. So I'm going to play it, and hopefully you'll enjoy it, and then we'll take it from there. Thank you so much for tuning in to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I'll see you next week. And we'll talk about something else, and we'll learn and grow together. Okay, this is Club Nights. Thank you for tuning in. Ciao.